Pride Month shitcos, Activision adds transgender-themed ammo to Call of Duty in wake of trans mass shootings. By Lucas Nolan on June 4, 2024. Activision Blizzard is facing severe blowback after releasing a special cosmetic pack featuring LGBT-themed weapon and ammunition skins for Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 3 and Call of Duty, Warzone. Bullets in the colors of the transgender pride flag have resulted in sharp criticism of the gaming company in the wake of trans mass shootings like the 2023 Nashville school shooting. Bounding Into Comics reports that Activision Blizzard has taken an unconventional approach to celebrate Pride Month by introducing a special cosmetic pack for their popular video games, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 3 and Call of Duty, Warzone. The bundle, which is available to players for free when they first visit the game's shared digital storefront in June, includes a variety of LGBT-themed items such as a Pride Flag weapon sticker, a Pride Flag weapon keychain, and several Pride Flag weapon skins. These glittery skins are designed to represent the colors of various Pride flags, including gay, bisexual, lesbian, non-binary, pansexual, transgender, and asexual. Players can customize their weapons and ammunition with the LGBT color scheme of their choice, although the ammunition skins are only visible to the player during reload and inspection animations. Ammunition in the colors of transgender flag have resulted in fierce criticism of the Microsoft subsidiary. Many gamers and commentators are noting the message transgender ammo sends, especially given the trend of transgender individuals engaging in mass shootings. Breitbart News columnist John Nolte noted in 2023 that there have been 4 transgender shooters in less than 5 years. In November of 2018, Snakia Mosley, a man who identified as a woman, wounded 3 and killed 3 after opening fire at his place of employment in Aberdeen, Maryland. In May of 2019, a Colorado woman who identified as male shot up a school, killing 1 and wounding 8. In November of 2022, a Colorado man who shot up a gay nightclub, killing 5 and wounding 18, was identified as transsexual. On Monday, 28-year-old Audrey Elizabeth Hale, a woman who identified as a man, entered an Asheville Christian elementary school with a firearm. She murdered 3 adult staffers and 3 9-year-old children. Social media quickly reacted to the transgender bullets in particular. Although the company has previously released LGBT-themed calling cards in 2022, this is the first time they have allowed pride graphics to be applied directly to ammunition. This decision has raised concerns among some, particularly given the recent incidents of transgender-perpetrated mass shootings in the United States, such as those at Aberdeen, STEM School Highlands Ranch, Club Q, the Covenant School, and the planned but averted incident at Witten High. Read more at Bounding Into Comics here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.